742 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line this morning is Judy Keene from the Glass Studio in Avon. And they've also got that special area where they have Judy, what's that? Is it Creative Spaces? Is that what it's called?
Creative Space Avon is the business name.
Ah, okay. And that's where you have not only do the things for making the beautiful glass, but and that type of thing, but you also have an exhibit space, right?
Correct. I have an art gallery space within the building that also co-shares the glass studio, which is my stained glass business.
And let's talk about this, I guess, Veterans Artist 2018. You've got this exhibit going on right now.
Correct. The exhibit goes till November 15th. It's open to the public, and we're having three more open houses, one this Thursday from 3 to 6, one on November 14th from 8 o'clock till 9:30 in the morning, and then the closing reception is on November 15th from 7 till 9. We have 16 artists in the show, and they are in all branches of the service other than Coast Guard. We have two women and 14 men. And they range from 1952 to current as far as the eras of when they served.
Judy, what kind of art are we going to see?
We have paintings that are oil, acrylic, watercolor, ink drawings. We have wood art. We have stained glass. We actually have some model ships that some people have brought in, and some other unusual items.
I'm looking at the Facebook page, which has pictures of some of the exhibits and artwork on here as well. There's one piece there. It looks sort of like torn paper, or at least assembled one. It's one that was an award winner from Ken Navadomi?
Ken Navadomi, yes. Ken Navadomi was a professor at Cleveland State University. He served 4 years in the Air Force and 4 years in the Army. This painting was something that he did in the early 70s, and it's the first time it's ever been seen in public. It's a charcoal. What he did was he would do two or three paintings, and then he would cut them up in strips, and then it would be basket weaved, and then it would portray another picture within a picture. And this is overlaid with a large drawing of a B-29 on top of it.
Judy, how did you bring all of these together?
I have had 16 art gallery shows in the last 3 years at Creative Space, and through the years I have tried to find out when I've had artists in the space whether they were veterans or not, and I was collecting names, and then I went out and talked to some other gallery owners and just tried to canvas through other artists to know who was in the area that was an artist that had served in the military. I also went to the VA in Lorain County. I went to the VA at Wade downtown and got some referrals from them. I have a gentleman by the name of Robert Lawson from the East Side that's in the show that brought in 40 paintings for me to look at to choose from. And then I was able to pull about five paintings of his to put in the show.
You mentioned before how sort of there was a military image of the B-52 in there. Do you find that there is a sometimes a connection to their time in service, and maybe they work it through with their art, or they have that experience that comes out in their artwork?
Some of the surprisingly, the majority of the people that were in this show are Air Force retired. I would not say that this art was therapeutic. Maybe a couple of the pieces were. But the majority of these people have been out of the service for quite some time and have practiced their art form for many years. So we've got artists that are in the show that I would say are the skill level of a hobbyist to self-taught artist to professional artists that did retire from American Greetings.
Now, some of this is for sale, correct?
Correct. I would say about 95% of it is for sale, and a portion of any sales will be going to the Valor Home in Lorain County for homeless veterans. I had the opportunity to take a tour of the facility. I was very impressed with the Valor Home. I met some of the veterans that were staying in the facility.
What does it mean to have their artwork shown to the public? You mentioned how some of these people, they'll have it, and it's maybe never had that sort of review, I guess it would be, or at least critique. What's it like for them to sort of take what they've done and maybe on a private level put it out there for the public?
I think they've been very excited about it. One of the key things that we did that was really fun was the veterans group from Veterans Services from Lorain County offered flags to me from every branch of the service. And I have a cathedral ceiling in the space. And we hung those flags. And during the opening night, before I gave out the awards, we had each of the veterans stand underneath their flag, and we had their pictures taken. So we had one man under the Marines. We had about five or six under the Navy, a large group under the Air Force. And it was very interesting to see the camaraderie where the men were talking to each other and networking, and none of them knew each other before they came in that day. And we actually found one man that had served in the same unit that was our guitar player that night for entertainment with somebody that was in the Marines, that here they had been in the same group during the same time frame in the service.
Fascinating. Again, when do you have the open houses for people to come to view the art?
Excuse me, when will I have it?
Yes, you have them.
Okay, this coming Thursday, we're going to have it from 3 to 6 to accommodate people that work. Then next Wednesday, we will have it on November 14th from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 a.m. for coffee. And then on November 15th, which is Thursday, we will have it from 7 to 9 o'clock. That will be the closing reception. The artists will be on hand to greet the audience. The other thing that I'm having that's kind of exciting is on Veterans Day itself, I have a Boy Scout troop from Sheffield coming in at 6 p.m., and we have three of the artists coming in, and they're going to show their art form to the Boy Scouts, and we're going to let them meet the veterans and see the art that's on the wall.
And again, people can come see this, the Glass Studio, the creative space located at 33760 Lear Industrial Park. That's just north of the Lear 90 exit, and people can come in and take a look. Judy, we appreciate your time this morning. It sounds like it has a good show this year.
Correct. Thank you very much. It's something that we're hoping to possibly do again in the future. I do have a website, which is creativespaceavon.com. And the information is on that. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Thanks very much. Have a good day, Judy. Thank you.